That was even better than expected.
Wow.
Oh, that was so good. Somebody had fun with Chris's script. What was that 49ers tight end that they traded?
I was messing around and put someone that got released, so I wasn't going to read that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's Vance McDonald who was traded. We will get to that news later. I wasn't sure
how he was going to handle it, too.
I told Jason right before the update started, I said, hey, someone had some fun with Chris's script. Let's see if he notices it.
And then you said, oh, maybe it's for the bottom of the hour, because you were kind of just rolling through, and then we could tell when, uh-oh, there's the moment.
Is there a security camera in there? Because I want to look on Chris's face sees the name to last forever.
Okay. I forget what you even said.
We'll talk about that later.
It was. I saw it. Then I recognized the name. And then I realized, I'm thinking to myself, did I write that?
Oh, Matt George has been released from the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, man. Thank you. Welcome. I'm sorry. We're childish. We're so stupid.
That was great, though.
This is the stuff that we get through. This is the stuff we do to get through the mornings, just so we can get here to this point.
I guess I deserve that for me crapping on the game plan.
You did. We spent 30 minutes arguing The Rock's greatest movies, and I'm not kidding. I cussed Chris out. Bad, because he's just insistent all The Rock's greatest movies are Fast and Furious 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 10 and wherever they're at now. And that sparked a heated conversation. And it was funny because it all started because Jenna Ray, the KNCI girl, comes in here and makes a remark about The Rock being in the pacifier, which was like, Jenna, get out. Go back to your studio. Rock wasn't in the pacifier. This is a hell of a way to start the show. So my sincerest of apologies. Welcome in.
That was worth it for us.
Oh, man. I wish I had the camera. I wish I had the phone recording when Chris was reading that. Welcome into the lowdown. Thank you so much for being with us. You know our producer, Chris Verlade. Jason Ross, I'm Damian Barling. We are the lowdown. Larry Lage, he is the Associated Press writer pretty much for everything Michigan sports related. He's going to come in and talk to us because there is a new highest paid player in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that is one Matthew Stafford.
Remember that time when Derek Carr was the highest paid player in the
league? Yeah. Boy, it doesn't last long.
A fun couple months.
The NFL, man, the NFL is a strange, when it comes to collective bargaining agreements, when it comes to guaranteed contracts, when it comes to dollars, NFL is a weird world, man.
That would be the hardest one to explain to someone that was just so out of sports. Like, just didn't even understand, follow, comprehend who these people are. And then you explain a sport. Oh, Tom Brady's the best, or Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback. Maybe Drew Brees. And then, you know, money. Guys are paid basically because of their better. Oh, so one of those three is the highest paid? No.
So, you know, in basketball, there's so many factors that go into basketball, right, and what your contract is. It could be the cap going up. It could be where you are in where you are in your contract, whether you change teams or not. Obviously, there's the anomaly with Steph Curry in that he got to be the best player in the league after he signed the greatest team-friendly contract, I think, in the history of all professional sports. And so you can pick apart, well, LeBron's might not be the highest paid player, but he's going to be near the top.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, willingly, isn't the highest paid player in the league. Steph Curry, he's up there. James Harden's up there, but there are reasons why those guys are the highest paid player in the league. With Matthew Stafford has been to the Pro Bowl one time, and it was as a replacement.
Right.
That's it. And Derek Carr, I mean, he's just
kind of starting to get there.
He just became.
Yeah.
The highest paid player in the league. And this is going to change again.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I just called the Packers. I'm like, you know what? I might take the year off. I think I'm just going to sit because we need to renegotiate my contract because you talk about bargains.
Yeah.
You got a bargain in me. Now, suddenly, Matthew Stafford is averaging roughly $6 million more than him.
Did it go from Luck to Carr to Stafford? Or did we miss someone in between?
Luck, Carr, Stafford, yeah.
Okay.
Luck, Carr, Stafford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until next
player. And if I remember correctly, I should have printed this list out. I saw it. It went Flacco, Rodgers, Flacco again.
Was Breeze in there for a minute?
And then I think it went to Breeze, and then there's someone between Breeze and Luck. I can't remember who Luck surpassed. But Brady's nowhere in that conversation.
Has Cam ever been there?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. He's not there.
Wow.
Yeah, this is an incredible deal. He's going to get, I think, is it $92 million guaranteed? $92 million. When all is said and done, I mean, Mike Florio has a full breakdown of the bonuses, when they kick in. I think he's getting 62 the day ink goes to paper.
Mm-hmm.
He gets $62 million that day.
Wow.
He gets $1 million. When the season starts, that's actually his salary for the season, $1 million. And then next March, I think he gets like another $30 million or something like that. It's something insane.
Wow.
So he's cashing in. Oh, here it is. $86 million fully guaranteed as of March 2018.
For a guy, did we both have him in the top 10 or kind of flirting with that?
Did I have him? I think I had him at 10. Okay. I don't know that you had him in the top 10.
I'm
we need
to
do that next week, by the way.
We should.
We need to do our position our position things. Football starts in 8 days.
A week from
Thursday?
Thursday, yeah. Chiefs, Patriots.
8-9 days.
Yeah.
Wasn't Von Miller paid for a little bit? No. Miller was never. I don't think
well,
there's
he got a big one, but he wasn't the highest.
Yeah,
was
Von
he?
Miller. Von Miller might have been the highest paid defensive player, but no
I don't think it was overall.
No non-quarterback has ever been the highest paid player in the league. And that's a conversation we'll get to at the top of the 2 o'clock hour as to who should be the highest paid player in the NFL. But this is the quarterback position.
Yeah.
This is what we talk about. How valuable that position is.
Yeah, because every team's looking for him. And if you got him, then you got to pay him and reward him. And some of these, like Carr, Stafford, now Luck, even before, we are trending, are looking good. But none of them have been champs. None of them have been, you know, multi-year Pro Bowlers. But guys like Breeze and Rodgers and Brady and Roethlisberger just getting it done. Still getting paid well. It's not like they're, you know, getting chump change, but it's just interesting that's the way the NFL works.
And so who's next? I mean, that's what we start to look at, right? Who's the next quarterback up? Did Russ get his contract done? Russell Wilson?
I believe he did.
And wow, so he didn't even crack.
I don't think so.
He even cracked that number.
I mean, is it one of these guys like, I don't know when Jameis and Mariota, like those guys, like is it, but are they ready to do that? But, you know, Carr did. Carr jumped.
Yeah, and is there's no salary structure for these guys as they, and there's a salary structure obviously when they're drafted. I don't think there's a salary structure when they hit their second contract.
Right, because that's what Carr did. Carr jumped.
Right.
Yeah, on the second contract.
So, yeah, Jameis could.
Yeah.
If you are comfortable in that. I mean, Mariota could. You could be comfortable with both of those guys. This is just – it's such a weird sport, man, the way that they deviate this money and you determine, okay, this person is worth – I mean, Joe Flacco has twice been the highest-paid player in the NFL. The $50 million signing bonus, the $50 million signing bonus that Matt Stafford is getting here is the highest in league history that eclipses the $40 million that Joe Flacco, who we just spoke about, got. The $51 million that he's going to be paid in his first year tops what Andrew Luck and Joe Flacco got, which was $44 million. As of signing, again, when he puts pen to paper, $60.5 million immediately. I think that's direct deposit.
Yeah.
Goes right to his bank account.
Yeah, I'd make sure I did it that way.
Goes right to his bank account. Incredible. $86 million guaranteed by next March.
Which was funny. You know, it's all when you hear the news. Last night I saw the scroll, like it said, breaking. And then Matthews, I'm like, oh, no. Like, I wasn't even thinking contract. Yeah. I thought, oh, no, did he get hurt at practice? We didn't know. I'm like, I thought it was like a torn ACL or some, like, terrible news. I went, oh, well, good for him. High speed. Wow.
Well,
okay.
we knew it was coming because he was next up. Like when you look at quarterback, okay, who's next? Well, we knew Stafford was up, and I know that there was a long conversation. There were many conversations about, okay, where does Stafford fit? Like when you, okay, if we're putting Luck here and we're putting Carr here, and we know that Flacco and we know what Aaron Rodgers makes. Now times are changing. Now, you know, in what's the lockout the end of 2020? So the 2021 season. By then, this contract could be, so it's roughly $27 million per year. That's once you take all of it, it equates to about $27 million a year. This could be middle of the road. Remember, Aaron Rodgers was 22, which was up from the 20.5 that Joe Flacco was making. This could be, and here we are, what's it, 4 years later. $22 million is what Aaron Rodgers makes per year. $27 million per year is what Matthew Stafford makes.
That is so crazy.
Football is just impossible to understand, man. Basketball, you can understand. Football, it's difficult.
And we were, and I think when we were talking about Stafford, when we were kind of talking quarterbacks a few weeks ago, we said, yeah, I mean, he is their, we think he's their franchise guy. I don't think they're looking to upgrade or change, but, you know, in 2 or 3 years, if they keep going, I don't know, 6-10, 7-9, 5-11, 8-8, somewhere in there, are they content? I mean, is he going to be the guy then for the next 5, 6, 7 years? Well, they're paying him like he will be. I know they can move some things and the guaranteed money we always talk about.
We're really talking about, which is really makes this even more crazy. We're talking about, like 3 years, four years is really what we're talking about in terms of actual time with Matt Stafford, which, again, that $27 million, once you factor in, he gets workout bonuses. $500,000 for showing up to workouts.
I'd do that.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Where you got the Lions this year? I mean, we haven't broken down the divisions yet. We'll start with that. Where do we got better than the Packers?
No.
Bears, Vikings.
They could be second.
Sure.
But that could be second with missing the playoffs, right? I mean, I think it feels like there might be some multiple teams potentially in the NFC East, and I think there might be multiple teams potentially in the NFC South. We'll see if the Cardinals can kind of get in the mix in the West, but yeah. I think Detroit's second, but not a playoff team.
44-11-40. Text line is running with The Rock's Greatest Movies.
Anything on there surprise you?
There are a lot of I have to scroll down. There's a lot of text about Matthew Stafford's contract. Rock's Greatest Movie is The Scorpion King. The Rundown needs to have a sequel. That's The Rock's best movie. Actually, there's a couple of votes for The Rundown. There's a couple of votes for Scorpion King as The Rock's. But he has it as standing tall. I think he meant walking tall.
Oh, yeah.
Get Smart. Scott sends in Get Smart. I think you like that movie. Uh-huh. Someone liked that movie. Be Cool is on here. I think San Andreas is awesome. That's a great disaster.
Central Intelligence,
of course.
The other guy has a small part in it, but I love that movie.
Aim for the bushes.
Yeah.
Aim for the bushes. Jack, great to have you on as always. What's happening? Oh, you know what? Hang on, Jack. Don't say nothing. Can we get the phones up? Jack, what's going on, man?
I'm here.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, so talking about the Stafford and Carr's deal. Man, there's two kinds of players, man. There's pay me players and I want to win championship players. And neither one of those guys is ever going to win a championship when they're focused on being the highest paid on a team that's still developing.
Well, now wait a minute, man. I think they're just taking advantage of the way the NFL contracts work with quarterbacks. I don't think that has anything to do with how their team is developing.
No, I'm not going to fault the dude for getting paid. But you've got people like Tom Brady who takes pay cuts to make his team better.
Yeah, but that's different, man. You can't equate everybody to Tom Brady. Not everybody has a wife that makes significantly more money than they do.
Yeah.
He was one example. There are several other players that have taken pay cuts.
Give them to me.
To make their team better.
Give them to me.
Well, jokingly, I could say Kobe Bryant, but no. I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, give me a quarterback that's taken less money besides Tom Brady to make his team better.
Oh, let's see.
I know. Now, before you say that, Jack, don't confuse restructuring a contract with taking less money. That can change the cap hit. I know Tony Romo has done that. Jason Witten has done that. A couple of guys have done that, but that doesn't mean that they get less money. That means they get more money later, or they get more money now and they get less later. Don't confuse restructuring a contract with taking less money. Tom Brady legitimately took less money. But his cap hit, people forget, he's going to make like $15 million or something like that next year. But his cap hit's going to be 22.
I agree. No, restructuring, I do kind of count that in there because it's a temporary fix. Hey, we're shifting money around so we can make a run in the next couple years, but you got to pay me later. You know, but in theory, they're going to restructure again and again and again and keep shifting that money to try to get better. I just don't see Stafford ever winning a championship.
I don't either.
Yeah, I don't either. But I don't think I'm not going to blame him on the I'm not going to blame his contract for that, Jack.
No, I'm just saying, man. If you're focused on, hey, I want to be the highest paid player in the league, to me that says your priority is not, hey, I want to bring a championship to my town.
Jack, I think you're just calling to argue.
I swear I'm not.
I think you are. You're calling to fight.
I would tell you if I was.
Yes, you would. You absolutely would, Jack. We appreciate you as always, my man. I don't. I can't fault Matt Stafford. I certainly don't fault Derek Carr. I don't fault Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco bet on himself.
Mm-hmm.
One of the greatest gambles in the history of sports. Worked for him.
Couldn't have worked any better, honestly.
It absolutely couldn't have worked any better. He went in there. He refused to sign a very handsome contract that the Baltimore Ravens put in front of him. Said, no, we'll wait till the offseason, sees what happens. If I get to the open market, fine, I'll deal with it. He wins the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and
not
plays
only that,
very well.
Yeah, that's it. Like, you could say, I'm going to bet on myself. Okay, I hope I have a good year. I had a good year. I had an incredible playoff run, winning on the road, winning the Super Bowl, being the difference in a lot of those games. It couldn't have gone better on betting on yourself for Flacco.
Nope. It sure couldn't have. But Matt Stafford hasn't had that problem. He hasn't had to bet on himself. He was just the next man up.
Yeah.
And his agent had a point of reference. Okay, Derek Carr got this. Andrew Luck got this. You just lost Calvin Johnson, because I have to imagine that conversation was had between Matt Stafford's agent and the Detroit Lions front office. You just lost Calvin Johnson, and my guy still took care of you.
Right, and I don't think you want to be in a spot where you lose Stafford. Not that he's, you know, the end-all, be-all, but you're closer to having a franchise guy than not. You want to be in the situation the Browns are in, the Jets are in, the
right.
Niners are in.
Right.
Where you don't know when that guy is. And, yeah, you're not paying a quarterback anything, but
football,
you don't have a guy.
And it goes – we can almost use the Otto Porter example, right? Some Kings fans were really clamoring for Otto Porter mm-hmm. to be here. Otto Porter is not worth $100 million to the Sacramento Kings, but Otto Porter absolutely is worth $100 million to the Washington Wizards. Matt Stafford is worth – that $27 million per year, that $96 million or $92 million guarantee to the Detroit Lions.
Yep.
Because if they don't, what'd you just say?
Find your QB. Who is it?
Cool. Who, DeShone Kizer?
Right.
Who,
or someone
you want
to
call
drafting.
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah.
He's out there. Yep. RG3 hasn't. In all the Colin Kaepernick job RG3 doesn't have a job either.
Yeah, you want another McCown.
Rookie of the Year,
like
Heisman Trophy. Brandon Whedon. You
sure.
want to go Brandon Whedon? That's what we're talking about
Sanchez.
Now when you don't sign guys like Matt Stafford.
Exactly. So it's a tough spot. The organization kind of has to do it. They may not want to, but the value to the organization is perfectly said, Damien. It's the right way to look at it. Even if we think, he's top 10, top 12, top 8, wherever you put him, that organization needs him.
Think about how many times Sam Bradford got deals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Sam Bradford is a little bit skewed because he was the last rookie to not be on the rookie pay scale.
Mm-hmm.
So he got $50 million coming out of Oklahoma. But he continued to get guaranteed contracts like time after time after time. And I think every time you see a quarterback signing, especially one like Matt Stafford, where they haven't had postseason success, and, you know, he's been a fine quarterback, like I mentioned, he's made the Pro Bowl one time as a replacement. You start to look at him, okay, is this guy Brady or Rodgers or Breeze, or is he Bradford?
Right.
Because you could make an argument he could go either way. I like Matthew Stafford. I thought he was really good last year. Does anyone – I never see – it's always written as Matthew. Isn't
it
what
is
you're supposed to call him,
yeah.
Matthew Stafford? Do I have to call him Mitchell? I don't want to call Mitch Trubisky Mitchell because there's too many good lines for
yes.
it to be Mitch.
We've already got all the rap songs.
I've been working on them all preseason. Like, yeah. I don't want to make it – like, Mitchell better have my money. Doesn't
right.
sound
no, it
as
doesn't
good
fit.
As – doesn't, it doesn't
yeah.
fit. But I always see it written as Matthew Stafford. It's – you have to overpay.
Yep.
At that position, you absolutely have to overpay. And when you have a guy who can get you 4,500 to 5,000 yards, I think his contract, he earned his contract. This conversation could have been very different if the Lions had fallen on their face last year or if Calvin Johnson was still there.
Yeah.
We talked heading into last year, Jay Ross, with Ken, like what – how big of a – like how many times has Matthew Stafford just thrown the ball up? But Calvin Johnson is such a freak athlete, he comes down and suddenly it's a reception and it's the yards for Calvin Johnson. But it also – it was a crappy pass, but it goes for a 67-yard gain for Matt Stafford as well. Well, he proved that you can lose Megatron. You can lose one of the most freakish athletes that ever existed in that position and still be very, very successful.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's an overpay for Carr?
No. No, it's an I think there's investments in the future with some of these quarterbacks. And if Jameis were to come up, you know, when his deal comes up, that's an invest. And we're talking short term. We're not talking seven. These aren't really 7-year deals. We're talking the immediate 2-3, some cases 4-year future. I'm fine with that. Yeah. I don't think it's an overpay for Derek Carr at all.
Yeah.
As long as they have money to sign the other guys that they need, as long as they have money to sign Khalil Mack, as long as they have money to bring in whether it's free agents or whatever it may be, as long as they have money to play with to attract people as they continue to become a more attractive franchise, I think you have to roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a similar situation where you believe in him, you want him, he's been good, he's important to the team. Now, in the long term, we can debate whether or not he is a top 5, top 10, top 5, wherever Carr, Stafford, these guys that are getting paid like top number 1 or 2s, are they worth it? Well, to the organization they are, but where are they kind of in the pecking order of great quarterbacks?
This is a great text right here that I think a lot of people in and around the NFL are waiting to find out. This text here at 441140 says, so how much will the 49ers pay Kirk Cousins next year? That's a fantastic question. We'll touch on that. We'll get into Ezekiel Elliott as well. His hearing is today. Yahoo is reporting his reps don't think he can win. And Jerry Jones talked. What did he have to say? We got that as we continue here on Sports 1140. It's the GOAT's birthday. Do you have a favorite Michael Jackson song?
Oh, man. Not one over the other. There's so many great ones. But
yeah, it'd be a long discussion.
Yeah. Nah, there's too many. It's almost kind of a mood thing, right? Which one you feeling better? I mean, there's probably 10 that could vie for number one in my mind.
Absolutely.
Maybe 6, something like that.
Would've Scream?
59 today.
Not Scream?
No. I wouldn't put Scream up there.
Nope.
I like Scream, but I wouldn't put Scream up there.
Really?
I like it. You don't like it?
It's okay.
No. I like They Don't Care About Us More. That was on the same album. So happy 59th birthday to MJ. Would be 59th birthday to MJ. Lots of response to Matthew Stafford's new contract. A couple of here. This one I'm taking personally, and I'm going straight at this texter for this frequent texter. Sorry, I'm referring to you as texter. We can't store names in here. Matthew Stafford. He's the new Romo. Really good numbers, no results. Shut up. Block that guy. Leave my quarterback alone. Here's something for J-Ross. Jason Ross goes hard, and they tell him to scale back on his podcast. He's not human. Love me some Locked On Kings. That's from the text line here.
Yeah. The network's kind of scaling back for a few weeks, and then right back at it with – it's like 3 weeks away from camp, 3 or 4 weeks.
So in 2 days, you start college football.
Yeah.
And in 3 weeks, you start basketball.
Yes.
Do you have time for me?
Of course.
And us.
Always.
Yeah. Do you have time for us?
Not for Chris, but for you.
No one has time for Chris.
Yeah. And our great listeners. Yes, of course.
All right.
Yeah. Nothing else going on around here.
No. No. Glad you're not leaving us. We'll talk more about Matthew Stafford and his new deal with Larry Lage of the Associated Press. He covers the Detroit Lions. He basically covers all things Michigan sports. He'll be with us at the top of the 1 o'clock hour to give us a behind the scenes look here at this deal that went down yesterday. Ezekiel Elliott, he has a hearing going down today, and Jerry Jones spoke on his weekly interview. He actually did talk a little bit today, and he was, of course, asked about Ezekiel Elliott's hearing today. If you think that this is ending, and it's worth reporting, it's worth mentioning, that Clarence E. Hill of the Fort Worth Telegram reported yesterday that Henderson is unlikely to vacate the punishment without presentation of new evidence. Yahoo reported that Ezekiel Elliott's representatives fully believe they're going to lose the appeal today. Mm. We mentioned this when it first happened because we were hearing rumblings out of the Jones camp. The Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, that camp, that this could very well go on. It's not going to end today unless Ezekiel Elliott by the way, Zeke is testifying today under oath.
Correct.
Which is noteworthy for a number of reasons. There were no criminal charges brought against him. He's never had to speak under oath before. His accuser doesn't have to, but he's made the decision that he is going to, or his representatives have made the decision that he's going to. If Gerald Henderson does not change this punishment, and I don't know what will be suitable for Jerry Jones, because you just heard him say that what you just heard was from today.
Mm-hmm.
That was from
talking
this morning.
About how complicated everything was. Yeah.
Well, not just how complicated it was, but what did he say at the very beginning that he's been saying all along? There's no evidence to support any of this. That's what Jerry says there at the beginning. So I don't know that a reduction from 6 to 4 is going to appease Jerry Jones. This could go on. We told you this could make Deflategate look like the undercard.
Right.
This could go on all season. If they can somehow get it to, you know, litigation to where, okay, well, the hearing is scheduled for February.
That's
well, guess what?
Season. Right.
Suddenly, you don't have to worry about it anymore this year. Just like last year. I thought this was over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just thought it was going to quietly, okay, NFL investigated. They've moved along. This went on all of last year.
Sure did. And then more incidents came up, though.
Yeah, but those aren't those.
That's
aren't
not what it's from.
Allegedly, right. Allegedly, those didn't play a role into this. They stated as such in their punishment with the incident at the Mardi Gras thing with the girl on the balcony. Didn't have anything to do with it. The bar incident
that person just disappeared.
Nothing ever came about of that. That has allegedly not been factored into any of this either. Now, I think they alluded to the fact they've been monitoring his behavior, but what are you suspending him for?
Mm-hmm.
You suspending him for domestic violence. That's what this is about. All of the 6 games are for the quote-unquote evidence that you provided us, the people, in that report that mm-hmm. you made public. Okay, well, that doesn't sit well with Jerry Jones. Jerry, I think, is forgetting the NFL isn't – it's not court. The burden of proof is different. They're not trying to send Ezekiel Elliott to jail, and I think that's what a lot of – I think that was the frustration with Patriots fans and the New England Patriots last year. You look back at Roethlisberger and Greg Hardy and all of these incidents where there's something there, but there's nothing there, right? Mm-hmm. There's something, but there's no arrest, there's no court of law, there's no charges, there's none of that stuff. The NFL they are their own court. You have criminal court, you have civil court, and then you have Goodell court.
Yes.
And that's this. We're in Goodell court. And there's nothing Jerry Jones can do about it. There's nothing Robert Kraft can do about it. There's nothing anybody's fan bases can do about it. You could be mad about it. Patriots fans were pissed off all last year. Cowboy fans are going to have to be pissed off this year.
So what did we learn today? Just Ezekiel, a little bit from him.
What did we learn from him today?
No, what do you think we even learned today?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Besides
him being, you know, under oath and having a chance to say something.
I told you my issue with he put out a social media post, I think, the day he was suspended. He didn't really deny it. Now, he absolutely may have been told, look, don't be specific. Apologize for being a disruption. Apologize for this even being out there. Just be very, very broad, very basic. Don't be specific. Don't proclaim innocence. Don't proclaim nothing. Just say something so people hear from you, and we'll approve it. We'll put it out on social media. Okay. I would like to very much hear him say, I didn't do this. I didn't do any of this. And if he's under oath and he has the ability to say that, then I believe we have a severe issue that's going to be rearing its head in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
We have an issue with Roger Goodell. And I know a lot of people think we already have an issue with Roger Goodell being the judge, jury, and the executioner. But the fact is, the NFL players had an opportunity to do something about this a few years ago, and they didn't. They didn't during that, you know, during that brief lockout or whatever was going on that didn't result in any missed games. But they had a chance to do something then, and they didn't. Well, now we've had, since then, we've had Deflategate, and now we have this. And now you're going to have two of the most powerful well, apparently Goodell and Kraft have kissed and made up. Mm-hmm. But now you got the emperor, you know, on the wrong side of things here, and Jerry's going to be pissed off.
Right.
But what do we get from Zeke today? I don't know, but I sure hope we get a – because it's like if you go to court and you have a ticket, like you go to traffic court and you're the speed limit is 60 and you were going 70, but the cop wrote that you went 85. And you go to the judge and say, well, I wasn't going 85. Well, do you have any idea how fast you were going? Oh, I think I was going 65 or 70. Okay, well, you still were going above the speed limit, right. So the ticket still holds. Beat it.
Right. But you're getting that excessive speeding at 85, and that's a different charge.
So I need Zeke to come out and say, look, I didn't do any of this. None of it.
Right.
Because how do you – like, I don't know, even as a Cowboy fan, how would I believe Ezekiel Elliott if I said, okay, here's what I did. Okay, I hit her once. It's like, okay, dude, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Don't feed that to me. Don't do that.
Well, his group must be going off of what Jerry is, too, and saying there's not enough evidence there. And if that's the case, then they're going to try to play that card.
But, again, they're operating as if this is a court of law, and it's not.
Yeah.
What realistically does the NFL have to prove?
Well, and they felt compelled enough, like we said from the beginning, that whatever they had granted the 6-game suspension. So I'm sure Zeke's group is going to be like, well, what do you have? Because we don't have that stuff, or we don't think there's whatever you think you have isn't enough.
Well, I think the NFL believes that everything that they outlined, yeah, the bruises, all of, you know, the testimony from Tiffany Thompson, I think is her name, the accuser. I think they feel like that is enough. And Ezekiel Elliott's people and Jerry Jones are just saying, well, that's just her word. That's just her saying that. You have some bruises that may or may not have been there before she even was with Ezekiel Elliott. And the NFL, I think, is throwing its shoulders up like, okay, this isn't civil court, bro. Yeah. This isn't criminal court. I don't have to prove anything beyond a shadow of a doubt. We think you did something, and this is our new policy, and damn it, we're going to make an example out of you.
Yeah.
We said 6 games. You're going to be our first guy to get suspended for 6 games. You want an arbitrator? Cool. We'll send you to Gerald Henderson. We'll call him an independent arbitrator. Give me a break. We'll come back. Tom Brady had the strangest reaction yesterday morning, to some questions regarding Floyd Mayweather. Jason has purposely not heard this audio. It is so incredibly uncomfortable. We will have it for you next here as the lowdown continues on Sports 1140. Depending on the mood, this one's up there.
This is a good one.
The text response to our two lead stories here with Matt Stafford and Ezekiel Elliott. One, we're all ready for football.
Yes, we are.
We are in full football mode, but really passionate response to Ezekiel Elliott, too. It's amazing how a guy who was so good last year has who appeared to have worn out his welcome with a lot of people already. And I'm one of those people. Like, he has a lot to prove to me as a Dallas Cowboy.
Yeah.
You could talk about great Dallas Cowboy running backs. Emmitt Smith was a great running back. Mm-hmm. Marion Barber may not have been a great running back, but he wasn't a dirtbag. I read an article yesterday, another article, where Urban Meyer is talking about Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh, man.
We're over a year removed from him being at Ohio State, and Urban Meyer is being asked questions about Ezekiel Elliott. And Urban Meyer's response is the same as it's been for the last few months. I worry about him. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been worried about him. I worried about him in Columbus. I'm worried about him now. I care about my players. I don't know what to do for him.
Man, that's telling.
Again, a guy who was so good last year, came in with so much promise, had so much hype, being such a high draft pick at the running back position. Being on the Dallas Cowboys, like them or love them, you're immediately a polarizing player because you're on the Dallas Cowboys. But, man, I think you've worn out your welcome even with some Dallas Cowboy fans.
Maybe with fans, not with Jerry yet.
Not with Jerry.
No.
And it's tough because you posed the question a second ago, Jason, what are we getting from Ezekiel Elliott today during the hearing? And I told you what I want. I want under oath, because he's going to testify under oath, I want a proclamation of innocence. Mm-hmm. And anything less than that won't do for me. Because even if you reduce the severity of this domestic violence issue, I'm fine if the NFL sticks by their guns and says, we said 6 games. Mm-hmm. we don't care what the ending result was. You just admitted under oath that there was some sort of domestic violence incident. It's going to be six games from now on. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Even as a Cowboy fan, I'm fine with that because I think the league needs to take that stance.
Yeah, I mean, they came out big with that plan before, and so this is the first
Unfortunately, they haven't used it.
Right, this is the first time. But someone's already fighting it, and it's a powerful player with the most powerful owner. We'll see what happens.
In the worst part, does this do anything for Zeke? Is this a wake-up call?
I mean, again, this was over a year. This infraction, even though the subsequent ones we talked about in New Orleans, in the bar, where was the bar thing? In Denver or something? I can't remember where that was. Not Denver, but, or was it back in Columbus as well?
I think it was in Columbus.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those two things happened, not that he's being charged for any of the, but since, and it's just.
No, it was in Dallas. The bar thing was in Dallas. Yeah.
So it's little slices of his character to go back on what he's being accused of and charged of, or, you know, looked at for. Is well over a year, so I don't know if this becomes a wake-up call. If teammates were worried and coaches are worried, I don't know. I don't think that's it. I don't think it's a wake-up call at all.
I don't think it is either. I'm 100% with you. Tom Brady does. You heard from Jerry Jones earlier talking about Ezekiel Elliott and the appeal today. Jerry does weekly interviews with stations down there in Dallas. Tom Brady does, you know, you hear that here with a lot of Kings players during the basketball season. Tom Brady does a weekly interview with WEEI. In Boston, and I caught a sample of this morning. This is lengthy, but you got to listen to it. It is so uncomfortable. Is it Kirk and Calhoun? I think that's their names at WEEI, talking to Tom Brady about his relationship with Floyd Mayweather, asking him about the fight and the whole deal. You haven't heard this. Mm-hmm. This is cringeworthy. Okay, this is Tom Brady, WEEI in Boston. Take a listen to this.
I told you. You didn't under. I mean, that is way worse than I even thought.
I told you it was uncomfortable.
What was going on there?
I have no idea.
On all sorts of, like, the delay was ridiculous. What was he doing? Was he thinking of what he was
thinking?
Gonna say?
Yeah, I have no idea. I heard that this morning and thought, what's wrong with him?
Yeah.
What is he so uncomfortable about?
Yeah, he didn't want to commit to anything there. Anything. That was really bizarre.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out what it meant, and I have no idea. Did he just not want to acknowledge that he is friends with Floyd Mayweather? Because the hosts were, Kirk and Calhoun, were kind of leading him down a path of, this guy's a dirtbag. How could you associate with this guy?
It seemed like they were going that route, but then they tried to give him even a chance to maybe even explain.
Well, he was at a wedding.
Yeah, so who are you? I mean, you could still say who you're rooting for, if you even, or there's other answers. I mean, that was really bizarre. And I'm not even putting the fault on the guys so much. Sometimes I feel it is on the guys.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, interesting, different questions from them, but nothing that was out of bounds, I don't think.
I think they thought it was weird, too. That was my aunt. When they kept the conversation going, I think they were
shocked.
They were
trying to clean it up, but they didn't get cleaned up.
Well, I think they were shocked by his initial response. Like, Tom Brady just went silent for 10 seconds. Like, what's wrong with him?
Right.
I told you it was weird.
That's when you need to drop in the Rock's cut of him. Anytime you use the Rock, right?
Well, anytime you drop that Rock soundbite, which there's no way I'm going to be able to pull up.
Oh, we're going to get it in time.
We'll stretch long enough. I'm trying. We haven't used it in so long. It needs to be identified by. I can't find it.
No worries.
I do have some good stuff here though. If you want to. Replay our buddy Brock from CMU. We have to relabel this somehow so I could find it.
Yeah, later. We'll put a permanent thing on there.
Larry Lage of the Associated Press covers all things Michigan sports. He's going to join us next to talk about Matthew Stafford and that big money deal he got. Also, Michigan, Florida coming up this weekend to kick off the college football season. We'll talk to him about that as well as hour number two of the Lowdown kicks off next on Sports 1140.